七节以下谈到律法跟罪之间的关系。
And verse 7 onwards, it talks about the relationship between law and sin.
和第七节。
Verse 7.
这样我们可说什么呢？律法是罪吗？断乎不是。只是非因律法，我就不知道何为罪。非律法说不可起贪心，我就不知道何为贪心。第八节。然而罪借着趁着机会，就借着诫命叫诸般的贪心在我里头发动，因为没有律法罪是死的。第九节。我以前没有律法是活着，但是诫命来到罪又活了，我就死了。那里讲到说律法是罪吗？
Here it asks, is law sin?
说不是的，绝对不是。
And it says certainly not.
因为律法是让人知道罪。
But it is that the law allows us to see what sin is.
啊，有了律法以后啊，我们就能够分辨说什么是对的，什么不对的。
After we have the law, we can distinguish between what is right and what is wrong.
但是因为有了律法，说没有律法就没有一个定罪的标准。
And so it says that without the law, then we wouldn't have a standard of judgment.
啊，有了罪也不算罪，因为没有法律啊。
And if there is a sin, it wouldn't be counted as sin because there is no law.
所以做了一些事情，如果没有法律，我就没有办法跟他定罪。
And so if people have sinned, but there is no law, there's no way that you can condemn one of sin.
但是因为有了律法以后啊，我们却去犯律法。
But because there is a law, then we can transgress against that law.
那这不是律法不好。
It isn't to say that the law is bad.
律法本身是好的。
Actually, the law itself is good.
那说因为有了律法以后，律法诫命里面说不可贪心啊，或者是其他的一些诫命。
And once you have the law, part of the law says that you shall not covet.
本来我们不晓得什么是贪心。
And perhaps we didn't know what it meant to covet before.
但是有了律法说不可贪心以后，
But now after the law has said that you shall not covet.
结果罪就在我们心中发动啊，让我们引起了那个贪心的念头。
And then the sin within us starts to move us to have this thought of greediness.
啊，结果罪就引诱我们啊，去犯律法，犯诫命，啊，结果就被杀掉了。
And the sin lures us into committing and transgressing against this law and sinning, and then we die.
所以本来还没有律法的时候啊，因为不会定罪啊，所以我们是活的。
And before there was a law, there was no condemnation of sin, and so we all live.
但是诫命来到啊，这个罪又活过来了。
But once the law came, then the sin was revived.
结果我们就被杀了，因为去犯律法了，就被杀掉了。
And then we were killed because we had transgressed against this
law. 那是不是那个本来这个，这个诫命啊，就是让人得生命的，让人存活的诫命。
And so this law, is this a law that brings life to man?
啊，怎么这个诫命会叫人死掉呢？
So why is it that the law causes people to sin and to die?
并不是诫命不好，而是因为我们里面的罪啊，引动我们去犯律法。
So it's not that the law is bad, but inside our sinful nature causes us to sin against the law.
所以因为罪趁着机会啊，引诱我们啊，然后杀了我们。
It says that the sin taking opportunity of the commandment to bring us to this desire and kill us.
即使律法是圣洁的，诫命也是圣洁、公义、良善的。
Actually, it says that the law is holy and the commandment is holy and just and good.
啊，既然这个诫命是良善的，难道是那个良善的叫我死吗？
And since the commandment is good, then is it that the good has caused me to sin?
说不是的，叫我死的是罪。
It says, no, what has caused me to sin is
因为罪啊，借着那个良善的律法而来定我们的罪。
Because sin through this righteous law has caused us to sin.
那我们去犯了律法而死掉。
So that we transgress against the law and we die.
所以这样就显出那个罪的大恶了，罪的那个可怕。
And so through this we can see just how evil, how bad sin is.
啊，本来律法是好的，但是罪却借着律法来引诱人，啊，来杀了人。
And so before law was good, but then sin will lure law to become something bad to cause people to sin.
我看那个911的时候啊, 有几架的那个美国航空公司跟联合航空公司的飞机啊, 去撞世贸大楼,撞五角大厦。
And we know that on September 11th, there were United Airlines as well as American Airlines planes that crashed into the World Trade Center as well as the Pentagon.
美国航空跟联合航空啊，都是美国最好的航空公司啊。
American Airlines and United Airlines are both very good airlines in the U.S.
但是为什么这个航空公司的飞机会去撞大楼啊，伤害了那么多人？
So why is it that the planes of these companies ran into such great buildings to harm so many people?
这不是这个航空公司不好，也不是这几架飞机不好。
It's not to say that the airplane companies were bad or the planes were bad.
因为他们被坏人利用了，坏人渗透到里面。
It is that they were utilized by the bad people.
所以他们用这个最好的飞机啊，去伤害人。
And so they took use of the best planes to harm people.
所以我们看到那些人啊，实在是罪大恶极啊。
And so we can see that those people are the greatest evil.
所以跟这个一样啊。
And it's the same way in this way.
本来立法是好的。
Before law was good.
但是罪却利用这个立法啊，来让人去犯立法来定罪。
And sin has used the law to condemn, to cause people to sin and to condemn people of sin.
所以显出了这个罪的可恶了。
So we can see the exceedingly sinfulness of sin.
再来我们看14节。
Let's look at verse 14.
14节。
Verse 14.
我们原晓得律法是属乎灵, 但我是属乎肉体, 是已经卖给罪了。 15节。因为我所做的，我自己不明白；我所厌恶的，我并不做；我所恨恶的，我倒弃做。16节。16。若我所做的是我所不厌恶的，我就应承律法是善的。既是这样，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。这里讲到说啊，我们属肉体的人啊。 没有办法去抗拒啊，那个罪的力量。Here it says
that we who are carnal, we are not able to overcome the power of sin.
本来律法是属于灵的，律法是好的。Now
first, the law was spiritual, the law was good.
因为神的话是灵，是带给人生命的。Because
we know the words of God is life, and it brings us life.
本来这个诫命称为立生命平安的约啊。And
at first, this law was the covenant of peace.
本来是良善的，是好的。
So this was something that was good.
那是因为我们人是属肉体。
But because we are of the flesh.
所以已经卖给罪了，做罪的奴仆了。
So we've been sold to sin and become slaves of sin.
所以我们人没有办法靠自己这个肉体去行律法。
And so we cannot rely on our own flesh to follow the law.
虽然知道说这个律法这是好的。 但是我们知道好的，我们本意也是要守神的律法。 但是行出来啊，却违背了神的律法。And
so we know that the law is good, and we know that we want to do good, but actually what we act out is going against the law.
所以呢，自己所做的自己都不明白。And
so we don't even understand what we're doing ourselves.
而感到很矛盾呐。We
feel that it's a great contradiction.
对于律法的信回或者是良心的作用啊，这都是叫我们行善的。And
whether it's the law or in us, something is telling us to do good.
但是因为我们是属肉体啦。 因为我们已经卖给罪了。
But because we are of the flesh, we have been sold to sin.
所以我们所不愿意做的事情却去做, 愿意行的善事却做不出来。
So all that we will not to do, we actually do, but all that we do will to do, we don't do.
就是因为在里头肉体当中的那个罪所做出来的。
And this is all done because of the sinful nature within us.
保罗讲到这里啊, 这个不是一种推卸责任的讲法。
And Paul here is not trying to push the blame away.
而是说我们人在肉体当中啊，你想要靠肉体行善啊，这是不可能的。Instead,
he's telling us that we are of the flesh and we want to rely on the flesh to do good. It is impossible.
因为善行是好的，律法是好的啊，但是人卖给罪了，你没有力量来行善。Because
righteous deeds and the laws, they are both good, but we have been sold to sin and we have no power to do good.
罪是罪的可怕。And
this is also what is so terrible.
那18节以下就谈到说啊，心中有两个力。 在征战。
Verse 18 and onwards, it talks about the two forces within ourselves fighting.
看十八节。
Verse 18。
我也知道，在我里头，就是我肉体之中没有良善。所谓的没有良善，就是不是说没有良心呐、啊。
Verse 18 says, "Nothing good dwells." Saying nothing good dwells there is not that we don't.
因为人的良心是神的灯啊，要来鉴察我们人的心腹。
It's not to say we don't have a good conscience, because our conscience is the light of God to shine and to search our.
好了，我们能够借着良心的作用，就晓得说什么是对，什么是不对。
And through our conscience, we can tell what we do is right or wrong.
所以人是有良心可以判断是非的。
And so we do have a conscience to distinguish between what is right and wrong.
但是肉体之中啊，没有良善。
But then it says that in the flesh there is nothing good that dwells there.
也就是说啊，我们肉体中啊，我们没有办法，没有力量来行善呢。
Just that in the flesh we have no power. There's no way that we can do good.
有良心知道善行，但是没有力量把这个善行行出来。
We have a conscience to know what is good, but we have no power to do the good things.
所以他说，立志为善由得我，主是行出来由不得我。
It says to will what is present with me, but how to perform it is I do not find.
所以我所愿意的善我反不做，我所不愿意的恶反倒去做。
And verse 19.
若我去做所不愿意做的，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。所以不只是保罗这样啦、啊，中国的哲学家哈、啊，就是孔子啊，他也是这样讲。
So it's not just Paul saying this, even the Chinese philosopher Confucius said this.
啊，一般人都称啊孔夫子叫做圣人。
And many people call Confucius a saint.
因为他教导很多啊人伦道德。
Because he has taught us much about morals.
那当然，他的道德标准也是比一般人啊还要高。
And of course, his standard of morals are higher than most people's.
但是他说啊。闻过不能洗呀、啊，就是说我知道我有一些过错，我没有办法把它改好。
But he also says that I know I have done some things wrong, but I have no power to change it to be good.
啊，知善不能行，知道好的事情我没有办法去做。
I know good, but I don't have the power to do it.
说事无忧也，就是我最感到伤心难过的事情。
And this is something that I'm very sorrowful about.
那一般。有良心的人呐、啊，尤其有在追求行善的人。
And so one with a conscience and one who is actually pursuing after doing righteous deeds.
啊，对，好像他们这样啊，觉得说啊，经常良心感到很不安。
And they will be like this many a times. Their conscience is not at peace.
我想要行的善事奇怪，怎么做不出来
？All the good things that I want to do, how come it's so strange I can't do them?
啊，知道说这个不好，想要改，怎么改不掉
？And this I know is bad. I want to change myself, but how come I can't change it?
保罗说啊，因为我们已经卖给罪了。
Paul tells us that it's because we've been sold to sin.
所以罪在我们心中作王，把我们掳去，所以我们让我们去随从犯罪的肢体。
And sin has become king in our hearts and has taken us captives into the land of sinning.
所以人在肉体当中啊，没有办法想说我要怎么样就怎么样。
So as long as we're in the flesh, we have no power to say I want to do this or I want to do that.
因为被罪控制啊，所以我们没有办法得到真正的自由。
Because we have been controlled by sin, and so we cannot experience true freedom.
说这个不是我故意去做的，而是在我里面的罪做的。
And he says that this is not something that I'm purposely doing. Instead, it's sin that dwells in me that does it.
22节说啊，因为，21节说啊，我觉得在我里面呢、啊、有个律。
Verse 21 says that I find then a law in me.
啊，这个律呀、啊，就是指着一种控制的权柄，一种力量，
And this is
一种权势。
This is referring to a power that a power that wants to do something.
当我要行善的时候，就有这种恶的权势啊。跟我同在。
And so whenever I want to do something good, there is the evil that is present with me.
所以按照我里面的意思啊，里面的意思原来就里面的人，我的本我啦。
And so the person, the inner self.
我们的人的本来的那个灵性啊，我们自己本身的那个真我。本来我想，我里面的意思，我是要顺服神的律法的。
And so the inner man, the true self inside us, we want to delight in the law of the Lord.
但是我里面这另外有一个力量啊，就跟我心中这个力量啊，两个在交战。
But there's yet another force that is within me, and these two forces are fighting against each other.
啊，因为我心灵软弱啦，啊，就被这个 肉体上另外一个力量啊，把我掳去了，让我去顺服这个罪的权势了。
And because my spirit is weak, and the force with the flesh has taken me captive to do what is bad.
啊，所以去随着体贴肉体呀、啊，就去放纵犯罪了。
And so I have gone against, gone with the will of my flesh, and I've gone to sin.
所以保罗说：“我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这个屈死的身体？”
And so Paul says, "What wretched man that I am! Who can deliver me from this body?"
想要行善行不出来。
I want to do righteous deeds, but I can't.
啊，不好的事情啊，偏偏做出来。
All the things that I don't want to do, the bad things I do.
啊，所以良心经常在斥责。
And so oftentimes the conscience is rebuking us.
啊，所以这感到很苦很苦。
And we feel that this is such a sorrow.
说谁能够救我脱离这个屈辱的身体？
He says, "Who can deliver me from this body of death?"
因为他知道说，你随从肢体当中犯罪的力，最后的结果就是死啊。
Because he knows that if you go according to your flesh, at the end of it is death.
啊，但是第二十五节说啊，我们靠着主，我们就能够得救了。
Verse 25 tells us that through Jesus Christ, we can be saved.
说感谢神啊，靠着我们的主耶稣基督，我就能够得到脱离了。
And verse 25 says that I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord that I may be saved.
因为耶稣基督来到世界，就是要来做我们的救主。
Because Jesus Christ came to this earth to be our Savior.
所以他是要把我们从罪的权势当中啊，把我们拯救出来。
And he is here to take us away from the bondage of sin.
还要拯救我们脱离诸般的凶恶，还要救我们进到永生的天国。
And he is to deliver us from all kinds of evil and to deliver us into the heavenly kingdom.
所以人想要靠自己行善立功啊，这是不可能的。
And so we want to rely upon ourselves to do righteous deeds. This is impossible.
因为人已经卖给罪了。
Because we have been sold to sin.
罪在人的心中作王。
And the sin is the king of our hearts.
肉体当中没有良善，没有办法行善。
And in our flesh, there's no way that we can do anything righteous.
所以唯有靠着主才能够把我们从罪当中啊，把我们释放出来。
So it's only through Jesus Christ that we're able to be saved from sin.
所以我们内心啊，想要顺服神的律，但是因为肉体啊，会叫我们顺服这个罪的律。
And so even though our spirit will tell us to follow the law of God, but our flesh will tell us to follow the law of sin.
我们一定要靠着主的帮助啊，才能够得到释放。
And we must rely on our Jesus, our Lord Jesus, to be able to be freed.
我们再看第八章。
Chapter 8.
第八章里面谈到圣灵的重要性。
Chapter 8 talks about the importance of the Holy Spirit.
所以这一章啊，都是谈到圣灵的问题。
And so this entire chapter is talking about the Holy Spirit.
所以我们从前面来哈，知道说一二三章都是讲到，前面都是讲到罪的问题。
And so we know that from the beginning, chapter 1 to chapter 3 talks about the problem of sin.
第三章的后面就讲到说，因为有罪，所以要信耶稣来得到称义。
And after chapter 3, it talks about because there is sin, we need to be justified by our faith.
第六章就讲到洗礼了。
Chapter 6 talks about baptism.
啊，在第七章就讲到我们两个力量在交战。
Chapter 7 talks about the two forces fighting against each other.
所以我们要从主那里得到力量啊，来胜过这个罪的力量。
And it says that we must receive strength from our Lord to be able to overcome this sin.
主耶稣要把我们释放出来。
Jesus Christ will free us.
所以就是借着赐生命圣灵的力。
And it is through the power of the Holy Spirit which gives us life. 看八章第一节。Chapter 8 verse 1.
如今那在耶基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
Verse 1,
第二节。
Verse 2.
因为是生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里面释放了我，使我脱离了罪和死的律了。这里讲到说啊，在基督里面就不被定罪。
It says here now, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
在基督里面啊，这一句话很重要。
This one sentence is very important in Jesus Christ.
因为你没有在基督里面，你就没有办法得释放。
Because if you are not in Jesus Christ, you cannot be free.
没有在基督里面，你就没有办法得自由，没有办法胜过罪。
And if you're not in Jesus Christ, you cannot receive freedom. You cannot be freed from sin.
你没有在基督里面，你没有办法得生命，没有办法享受天国的福分。
If you're not in Jesus Christ, you cannot receive life. You cannot receive the blessings of eternal kingdom.
所以要在基督里面。
So we must be in Jesus Christ.
保罗讲这个他的书信里面啊，在基督里这一句话超过160几次。
And in the epistles of Paul, the word in Christ Jesus is occurs more than 160 times.
所以我们要受洗归入耶稣基督里面，跟主耶稣基督的灵命合一啊，这才是在基督里面。
And so we must be baptized into Jesus Christ and be united with him before we are in Jesus Christ.
所以所谓的在基督里面的人， 就是得到主耶稣基督的救赎。
And so we say those who are in Jesus Christ are people who have received Jesus' redemption.
能够有耶稣基督的生命，啊，把耶稣基督活出来的人，就是在基督里面的人。
And these are the people who are living in Jesus Christ, who are able to live out Jesus Christ in their lives.
因为在基督里面的人啊，就不随从肉体了。
Because those who are in Jesus Christ do not follow according to the flesh.
啊，就随从圣灵来行事了。
But they follow according to the Spirit.
就是在基督里面的人就能够得释放。
And these are the people in Jesus Christ who can be freed.
那就不被定罪。
And they will not be condemned of their sins.
啊，这是什么来得胜罪呢？不被定罪呢？
And so what other reasons can we not be condemned of our sins?
第二节说，因为是生命圣灵的力，在基督里面释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的力。
And verse 2 tells us that it is the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus that has set me free from the law of sin and death.
说是借着是生命圣灵的力。
And it says here is the law of the spirit of life.
我们谈到说啊，有圣灵的力，有罪的力，啊，有死的力。
And here we say that there is a law of the Holy Spirit. There's a law of life. There's a law of death.
我们知道说这个力啊，就是一种权威啊，一种权柄，一种耶稣的力量。
We know that a law is an authority. It is a power that can control.
啊，罪的力啊，就是被束缚在罪中行的，就是被罪控制的，就是罪的力。
And when we say the law of death, we mean those which are controlled by death.
啊，被死控制就是死的力。
Oh, sorry. The law of sin. The law of sin is the one that is are controlling all those in sin, and the law of death are those controlled by death.
啊，现在说要借着是生命圣灵的力，就是给我们生命的力量。
Now it talks about the law of the spirit of life. This is the law that gives us life.
啊，来让我们得到释放。
So that we may be freed.
我们就可以脱离罪和死了。
And so that we can be freed from sin and death.
我们看第三节。
Chapter 3.
律法因为肉体软弱，有所不能行，神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状。做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案。第四节
，verse four，
使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体，主随从圣灵的人身上。本来律法是好的，但是因为我们肉体软弱
，and at first law was good, but because we are weak in our flesh，
我们没有办法行律法，没有力量。
We're not able to live according to the law. We have no power.
啊，所以神就差遣耶稣基督啊。啊，成为罪身的样子，啊，来担当我们的罪。
And so he has sent Jesus Christ in the likeness of the sinful flesh to take on our sin.
啊，做赎罪祭啊，钉死在十字架上。
And so that he could be the redemption for us to be nailed on the cross.
啊，来赦免我们罪了，救赎我们的罪。
And this is to save us of our sins.
啊，那我们现在接受耶稣基督的救恩。
And so now we have received the salvation of Jesus Christ.
啊，借着是生命圣灵的力来释放我们。
And we have been freed through the law of the Spirit of life.
所以神的救恩啊，完成在十字架上。
And so the salvation of Jesus of God was accomplished on the cross.
但是我们领受啊，是要借着洗礼，洗礼来领受。
But if we want to receive this, we must be baptized.
当我们受洗的时候
，And when we are baptized,
我们浸在水里面，所以是浸在血里面。
We are entered into the water, which is the blood.
啊，因为有圣灵做见证，就是主耶稣的宝血，能够赦免我们的罪。
And because the Holy Spirit is bearing witness, this has the blood of Jesus Christ that can wash away our sins.
所以第二节所讲的是生命圣灵的力啊，这个圣灵不是说我们领受圣灵。
And so here it says the law in verse 2, the law of the Spirit of life. This is not to say that we have received the Holy Spirit.
而是在受洗的时候，借着圣灵的。权柄啊，能够赦免我们的罪。
Instead, it's during water baptism through the power of the Holy Spirit we can wash away our sins.
洗礼能够赦罪啊，是圣灵的权柄。
That the baptism is able to wash away sins is through the power of the Holy Spirit.
啊，所以他有留罪受罪的权。
And so that's why it has the
有因为有圣灵啊，所以有留罪受罪权。
And because there is the Holy Spirit, it has the power to forgive or to keep the sins.
所以借着洗礼啊。 圣灵运行，把我们的罪就赦免掉了。
And so through baptism, when the Holy Spirit is there, it has washed away our sins.
我们就得到释放，得自由，归入耶稣基督里面了。
And so we have been freed. We have freedom now, and we can belong to Jesus Christ.
我们就脱离了罪，从死亡当中被救出来了。
And we have been freed from sin, and we have been saved from death.
所以我们就能够得释放，得生命了。
So that we can receive freedom and receive life.
啊，所以这个圣灵跟我们称义啊，称义啊，赦罪有直接的关系。
And so the Holy Spirit has a direct relationship with us being justified and being saved.
啊，但是圣灵在帮助我们成圣的功夫啊，也有很重要的关系。
But the Holy Spirit also has a great power to help us to be sanctified.
我们看第五。
Verse 5.
因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。第六节。
Verse 6.
体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。第七节。
Verse 7.
原来体贴肉体就是以神为仇。因为不服神的律法也是不能服。第八节。
Verse 8.
而且属肉体的人不能够得神的喜悦。这里讲到说啊，我们信主了以后啊，我们应该是做一个属灵的人，要顺服圣灵来行。
Here it tells us that after we have believed in Christ, we need to be a spiritual man. We need to live according to the Spirit.
啊，但是有的人呢，却没有按照圣灵来行，却去随从肉体。
But some people do not live according to the Spirit, they live according to the flesh.
我们信主以后啊，我们还带着肉体。
After we believe, we still carry this flesh.
因为我们不是说洗礼完以后，马上主耶稣就把我们接回去了。
Because it's not that after we receive baptism that Jesus Christ will take us up
to heaven. 我们在活在世界上，我们还在带着肉体。
We still live in this world, we still carry this flesh.
啊，肉体当然有肉体上的一些需要，一些情欲。
And so of course our flesh has some needs and it has some desires.
啊，当然因为我们有圣灵同在，是一个属灵人。
But because we have the abidance of the Holy Spirit, we are a spiritual person.
但是问题是说啊，你要做一个属肉的人，随从肉体呢，还是要做一个属灵人，随从圣灵？
The question is, do you want to be one according to the who lives according to the flesh, or one who lives according to the spirit?
我们信主了以后，你同样可以选择。
After we believe, you still have the same choice.
但是选择了以后的结果就不一样。
But after your choice, the consequences will be different.
啊，你怎么选择，将来你也是一样负那个。你自己选择的那个责任，那个后果。
And so whenever you make this choice, you must bear your own consequences.
说你如果为着体贴肉体啊，去随从肉体。
And so if you set your mind on the things of the flesh and you live according to the flesh,
最后的结果就是死。
The end result is death.
那你如果体贴圣灵，随从圣灵而行，就是得到生命平安。
But if you set your mind on the things of the Spirit and you live according to the Spirit, then what you get is peace.
体贴肉体啊，就是以让自己的肉体啊，情欲得到满足啊。
To set our minds on the things of the flesh means that we indulge and we allow our desires to be satisfied.
这就是体贴肉体。
This is what it means to.
体贴圣灵就是以神的事、以圣灵的旨意啊为念，这就是体贴圣灵。
That is what it means to live according to the flesh. But to live according to the Spirit is that we are concerned about the things of the Spirit.
所以你体贴肉体的话啊，为着满足肉体上的一些情欲上的需要，结果你就受到他的支配了。
And so if you live according to this flesh and you indulge yourself in it, then you will be controlled by it.
所以这里所讲的那个肉体啊，是主的肉体上的一些情欲啦，啊，罪恶的一些本性啦。
And so here when it says flesh, it means the desires and the lusts of our flesh.
啊，贪图享受罪中之乐啦。
And we go and we're greedy and we enjoy the enjoyments of sin.
所以保罗说啊，有些人呐，他们行事都是耶稣基督十字架的仇敌。
And so some people say that people are the enemies of Jesus Christ.
因为他们没有按照神的旨意所行的，都是跟主耶稣的救恩完全敌对的。
Because they have not done according to God's will, everything that they do is completely opposite to the plan of salvation.
他说他们的神呐，就是他们自己的肚腹。
And they say that my own God is my own stomach.
所以他说我一直流泪劝他们，因为这样的结局是会死的。
And that if you live according to what they want, then the end result is death.
那就是体贴肉体的人啊。
These are the people who live according to the flesh.
这里讲到说体贴肉体的人啊，随从肉体的害处，包括跟神敌对。
Here it says that if you live according to the flesh, there's enmity against God.
他不能够得到神的喜悦。
And they cannot be pleasing to the eyes of God.
所以从肉体而行的，就跟神的国无份了，将来就是灭亡。
And those who walk according to the flesh have no relation with the kingdom of God, and they will be destroyed.
所以我们不要跟随世上的潮流来走。
And so we should not walk according to the currents of this world.
我们要做一个 好像利未记11章里面所讲的那个有翅有鳞的鱼一样。
And so in Leviticus chapter 11, we need to be like those fish with scales.
有翅有鳞的鱼啊, 它虽然水一直冲下来, 它可以逆水而上。
And so those fish with pricks and scales, even though the water is running downwards, they can swim upwards.
虽然水一直冲下来, 但是一直往上一直跳。
And so we can see that some fish, even though this water is going down,
it can swim upstream.
And it will not be washed away.
因为它有鳞片，所以它可以保护自己，不受外在的污染。
Because it has scales, it's able to protect itself from all the pollution of the world.
所以叫我们也是要像这样做洁净的鱼啦，洁净的动物。
This is what we must do. We must be like a clean fish.
不要被世界上的潮流啊，把我们冲失掉。
We should not be washed away with the currents of this world.
有人在解释说啊，那个启示录里面那个大龙一直吐水啊，要把神的百姓把它 冲失掉。
In the book of Revelation, it talks about the great dragon spitting out water to wash away the people of God.
说那个水啊，就是世界罪恶的潮流。
And they're saying that this water is the currents of the sins of this world.
我们看到这个世界的潮流啊，真可怕。
And we can follow the currents in this world, and they are actually terrible.
因为有的人啊，道理不 不稳啊，有的就被冲失掉了，随波逐流了。
And because some people are not firm in their faith, and they are washed away with it.
所以我们不要随从肉体。
And so we should not live according to the flesh.
我们随从圣灵啊，就能够靠着圣灵来驻守肉体上的情欲。
But if we live according to the Spirit, then we can put to death those desires of the flesh.
我们能够靠着圣灵帮助，就结出很多圣灵的果子，结出很多成圣的果子。
And through the help of the Holy Spirit, then we can bear many fruits of the Spirit.
我们的结局啊，就是生命平安。
And the result of this is peace and life.
所以五节到第八节啊，这里讲到你要随从肉体还是随从圣灵而行。
And so between verses 5 to 8, it talks about whether you want to live according to the flesh or according to the Spirit.
第九节讲到说我们要做一个属灵人，让圣灵来引导我们。
Verse 9 tells us to be a spiritual person so that the Holy Spirit may guide us.
说如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人如果没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。 所以我们要让神的灵内住，借着圣灵来引导我们，我们就能够成为一个属灵人。
And so we need to allow the Spirit of God to dwell within us so that we can become a spiritual person.
所以属灵人啊，就是属天的啦，属神的啦。
A spiritual person is one who belongs to the heaven and to God.
不是属地面上的。
He does not belong to this earth.
因为地面上的情欲啊， 荣耀富贵啊，有一天都会过去。
Because all the lust and the glory of this world, one day it will fade away.
唯有神的道是永远长存的。
And only the words of God will last forever.
所以我们不以地面上的事为念，我们要经常思念天上的事情。
And so we should not be mindful of the things of this earth, but we should be mindful of the things of
God. 因为我们是天上的国民。
Because we are the citizens of heaven.
我们只是暂时聚居在地面上。
We are just temporarily living here on this earth.
我们最大的盼望就是仰望主耶稣有一天来，要迎接我们回到天家去。
Our greatest hope is that one day Jesus Christ will come back down to take us back to our heavenly
home. 所以圣经里面讲到亚伯拉罕有两种祖孙呢。
And so in the Bible, it tells us that Abraham had two kinds of descendants.
一种是天上的星，一种是地上的沙。
One is the stars in the sky, and one is the sand in the sea.
我们这个沙在地上是被踩的，是污秽的，卑贱的。
We know that the sand is something that you step on. It is dirty. It is unclean.
因为那属地的。
It is because they belong to this earth.
天上的星啊，是高高在天上啊，能够照亮黑暗的世界。
But the stars in heaven, these are things very high up. It can shine and give light to this world.
是非常尊贵、非常荣耀的。
And it is very noble, very glorious.
所以我们也要像义人一样在天空啊发光。 照耀这个黑暗的世界。
And so we should be like that, to be the light of this world and to shine for this world.
所以主耶稣说我们要做世界上的光啊，世界上的盐。
And so Jesus Christ tells us that we must be the light of this world and the salt of this world.
是要让人啊看到我们的光啊，来归荣耀给神啊。
It is that through us, people may see the light of God and give glory to God.
所以我们基督徒在任何的岗位当中啊，你要到处发光啊。
So no matter where we are, we need to shine.
而不是到处随波逐流啊。
And it's not that everywhere we go, we follow in the trends of the world.
所以我们不能够随从事实啊，随从这些潮流走。
And so we should never follow in the trends and follow in the currents of the
world. 我们要过分别为圣的生活。
We need to live a life separated, and sanctified.
虽然有时候一般的同学啊，认为你好像怪人一样。
And so even though sometimes all your friends may think that you're very strange.
因为彼得前后书里面就说啊，你要走敬虔的道路啊，人家都会以为你是怪人。
And so 1st and 2nd Peter tell us that if you want to walk in this correct way, many people will think you strange.
但是我们为着要守道理啊，让人家觉得我们怪人没有关系啊。
But in order to keep the words, then it's okay that people think we're strange.
我们主要立志讨主的喜悦就是了。
All we have to do is make a determination to please our Lord.
啊，虽然有时候为着要守道理也会受到一些苦。
And so sometimes in order to keep the words of God, we will suffer.
说你如果为着作恶受苦啊，是活该。
And it says that if you suffer because of your sins, then that's how it should be.
但是你为着做一个基督徒，受逼迫、受苦啊，这是有价值，这是荣耀的。
But if you, as a Christian, because of your good deeds, you suffer, then this is glorious.
啊，所以我们不要说啊，人家认为说啊，你好像怪人一样啊，你为着讨好别人啊，就跟着人家走。
And so you should never, because people think you're strange, and in order to please them, you go and follow them.
我们基督徒应当有所为，有所不为。
And there are, as Christians, there are things that we should do and not do.
合道理的事情啊，我们要积极勇敢去做。
And things that go according to the word, then we must be brave and bold and do.
不合道理的事情啊，一件恶事都不做。
And things that are not according to the word, then we need to not do any evil deed.
这样才是一个属灵人呢。
And in this way, we can be a spiritual man.
我们来看罗马书第八章的第九节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 9.
所以神的灵住在我们心里啊，我们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。
Because the Spirit of God dwells in us, we are not of the flesh, but of the Spirit.
所以圣灵在我们里面，我们就是神的殿了。
And so once the Holy Spirit is in us, we are in the temple of God.
这里讲到说，人如果没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
Here it says that if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his.
所以神用圣灵来给我们盖印了印记。
And so God has used the Holy Spirit as a stamp on us.
啊，来证明我们是他的儿女。
And this is to prove that we are his children.
所以在启示录第七章里面说啊，末后的时候有一个入住之地的天使上来。
And so Revelation chapter 7, it tells us that at the end days there will be an angel who comes out.
拿着永生神的印来盖神的仆人的额头。
And he will have the seal of God and he will seal the foreheads of the people of God.
所以那天使说啊，叫那个要伤害地暗海的说暂时不要，等我把那个神的仆人的额头都盖满了。
And so he was telling the one who was going to harm the earth and the sea, do not do this until I seal all the people of God.
然后大灾难就来到。
And then all of the tribulations
啊
came.
第九章里面讲到说啊，那个蝗虫从那个无底洞出来。
And then chapter 9, it tells us that the locust came out from the bottomless pit.
啊，它会伤害人啊。
And it will go and harm people.
啊，这个伤害的就是那个额上没有神印记的人。
And the people that they harm are the people without the seal of God on their foreheads.
所以因为你有神的印记啊，啊，所以神就认识谁是属他的人。
And because we have the seal of God, then God will recognize as those people who belong to him.
啊，所以在灾难当中，神就把你分别为圣出来。
And so
分别出来。
In tribulation, then God will separate you.
好像以色列民要出埃及的时候。
Just like the time when the Israelites were leaving Egypt.
好几个灾啊，埃及人啊，到处都是灾。
And there are many plagues that were coming down on the Egyptians.
但是以色列民呢就被分别出来，一样灾殃都没有。
But then the Israelites were separated because not one plague fell upon them.
所以这是神给你印记啊，来证明你是神的儿女。
So this is a seal from God to prove that you are the children of God.
它就有一种分别的作用。
And so this separates us.
那当然，我们被分别出来啊，我们要做一个属灵人。你如果还是放纵肉体的情欲啊，啊，那你就被归在那一类了。
And so if we have been separated, then we need to live like a spiritual man. Otherwise, if we sin, we will belong to them again.
你不能说啊，神啊，你为什么不保护我，不看顾我啊？
We can't say to God, God, why haven't you protected me?
好，所以我们要做一个属灵人啊，有神的印记。
And so we must be a spiritual person with the seal of God.
啊，有的人在问呢。
Some people will ask.
说 没有基督的灵是不属基督。
That if we do not have the Spirit of Christ, then we do not belong to Christ.
我已经信主受洗了，归主耶稣基督了。
And I've already believed. I've been baptized, belonging to Jesus Christ now.
受洗就是归主基督啊。
Because when we get baptized, we are baptized into Jesus
Christ. 我已经受洗完了。
I've already been baptized.
我现在还没有得圣灵。
But I haven't received the Holy Spirit yet.
我又是归入基督了。 我现在又没有圣灵，又是不属基督，那我属什么？
And so I'm in Jesus Christ in my baptism, but I have not yet received the Holy Spirit, so I don't belong to Him. So what do I belong to?
我们如果说移民来到美国的话。
And for example, if you immigrate here to the U.S.
你拿到了身份。
And you've gotten your visa. You can live here and you can get your green card.
拿绿卡一段时间以后，你就考公民。
And then after a while, you can go for your citizenship test.
公民通过了以后。
And after you've passed this.
你马上还没有得到证书嘛，所以你要一段时间。
And you haven't yet.
宣誓完以后，就公民证就给你。
You haven't been naturalized yet, and so you must wait, and then you must swear, and then you'll get your citizenship.
所以你做公民了，你一定能够拿到公民证。
And since you are a citizen, you will most definitely get the proof of citizenship.
但是不是你通过了一个的时候马上给你。
But they don't give that proof to you right as you pass the test.
当然有的马上通过马上给啊。
And of course, sometimes they do give it to you right afterwards.
我们在东部有一个老长老哈，90岁了。
And in the East Coast, we have an elder who is about 90 years old.
那个法官呢，移民官呢，跟他interview。
And so the judge interviewed him.
Interview完以后啊，说啊，老人家不要再跑一趟了。
And the judge says, "Well, you're so old, you don't have to come for a second trip."
然后他就去叫他的秘书啊，把公民证打好。
And so he told the secretary to go print out the certificate.
就叫他当场宣誓。
And he told him right then and there to swear.
公民证就马上给他。
And he gave him his
citizenship. 但是一般的程序就是你通过了以后，要等一段时间，才拿到公民证嘛。
But the natural order is that after you pass the test, you have to wait a while before you receive your proof of citizenship.
所以你受洗受罪了，主耶稣应许一定会把圣灵给你。
And so that you've been baptized, your sins have been washed away, God promised that He will give you the Holy Spirit.
但是你什么时候拿到，你求，神时候到了就给你。
But the time that you receive it, you have to ask for it, and then your time is here, then God will
give you. 只要你受的是合法的洗礼。
As long as the baptism that you receive is a proper baptism.
只要你是所神的道，没有再去犯罪。
As long as you keep the words of God and you don't go back to your
sinful life. 你一定能够得圣灵。
Then most definitely you receive the Holy Spirit.
因为这是主的应许。
Because this is the promise of God.
你还没有得到，你不用灰心啊。
So if you haven't received the Holy Spirit, don't lose heart.
不要说我没有圣灵，我是属谁啊？
Don't say that. I don't have the Holy Spirit. Who do I belong to?
属基督啊，但基督一定会把圣灵给你。
You belong to Christ, and Christ will definitely give you
the Holy Spirit. 好像那个准公民还没有拿到公民证一样。
And so those are the people who have passed the test, but they haven't gotten the proof of citizenship.
我们看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10.
基督就在你们心里，身体就因为罪而死，心灵却因义而活。 这一句的意思就是说，因为我们的祖先犯罪的结果，所以我们每一个人的肉体都会死。
This verse means that our ancestors have sinned, and so all of our bodies will die.
因为这是罪的缘故啊。
And this is because of sin.
但是因为我们已经被称义了，已经有圣灵在我们身上了。
But because we have been justified, we have the Holy Spirit upon us.
我们已经得到新生命了。
We have received this new life.
所以我们这个身体会活过来。
That our body will live again.
所以身体会因罪而死，但是心灵会因义而活。
And so it says the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness.
所以就住在我们里面的圣灵啊，因为有基督的生命，所以让我们因为称义，然后得到能够活过来。
And so the spirit that dwells in us is because it has Jesus Christ, then we can be raised.
虽然我们肉体会死，但是我们会复活的。
And so even though our bodies will die, we will resurrect.
11节。
Verse 11.
然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的，也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体又活过来。 这里讲到圣灵跟我们的复活有直接关系。Here it tells us
the Holy Spirit and resurrection has a direct relationship.
因为圣灵住在我们里面，所以我们身体一定会复活。
Because the Holy Spirit lives within us, so we know that we will definitely resurrect.
主耶稣啊, 能够从死里复活啊, 说因为是圣灵的功用。
Jesus Christ was able to resurrect from the dead because of the work of the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵啊, 让他从死里复活。
It is through the Holy Spirit that allowed him to rise from the dead.
这个圣灵住在我们里面。
And the same Spirit lives within us.
我们这个必死的身体啊, 将来也要重新复活过来。
And so our corruptible body, one day it will resurrect.
因为这个圣灵就是神的灵, 就是属灵的生命。
Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God, it is the Spirit of life.
我们有了圣灵, 就有神的生命在我们里面。
And we have the Holy Spirit, we have the life of God within us.
他说好像那个鸡, 鸡蛋一孵孵了, 以后它就会出小鸡, 因为里面有生命。
And so we know that an egg, after a while, it will become a chick because it has life in it.
啊, 保罗在讲说, 我们一个人离世, 说好像 那个种子栽种下去一样。
And Paul tells us that when a person dies, it is just like a seed that's planted.
这个种子栽种下去, 但是因为它有生命不久啊, 它就会发芽, 啊, 成长, 结出植物来。
And the seed, even though it seems dead, once it's planted, it will start to grow and sprout.
我们因为有生命, 所以被埋葬了, 啊, 将来有一天主来了, 我们就要靠着主的大能, 圣灵的大能啊, 就要复活过来。
And because we have life when we are buried, when the day Jesus comes, through God's great power, we will resurrect. Because resurrection is by the power, the great power of God.
所以有的人说埋葬那个骨头都不见了，甚至有的是火葬了，那个灰都不晓得撒到哪里去了。
And so some people say that after you're buried, your bones even disintegrate, and some people are even cremated, and all their ashes are everywhere.
啊，那能不能复活？同样可以复活。
So can these people resurrect the same way they will resurrect?
那哥林多前书15章又讲,
1 Corinthians chapter 15 also tells us,
说所栽种的只是一种影子啊, 但是不是形体。
And it says that that which is planted is a mere grain, but it is not a body.
所生出来才是实体。
But what actually grows out is the actual body.
啊，所以我们 被埋葬的时候，将来复活啊，就是像耶稣基督一样，他复活的灵体相似。
And so we are buried, but the day that we resurrect, we will resurrect as Jesus did with a spiritual body.
所栽种的是会朽坏的，但是复活的是不朽坏的。
And it says that what has been planted is corruptible, but what resurrects will not be corruptible.
栽种的是卑贱的，但是复活的是荣耀的。
But what has been planted is lowly, but what has resurrected is glorious.
因为复活了以后是一个荣耀的灵体啊。
Because after we resurrect, we have a glorious spiritual body.
他说我们相信将来主耶稣来的时候我们会复活，而到时候还活着的人就逐渐改变。
And so we all believe that when Jesus comes again, those who are dead will resurrect, those who are still living will change.
他成为灵的身体, 然后主耶稣把我们迎接到天上去。
And we'll receive the spiritual body, and Jesus Christ will bring us up to heavenly kingdom.
所以会复活的这种的道理在圣经里面很多。
And so there's a lot of teachings about resurrection in the Bible.
这里讲到说啊, 是靠着圣灵的能力让我们复活。
And here it tells us that it is through the power of the Holy Spirit that we can resurrect.
我在传道工作当中啊, 我看到几个例子啊, 就是信徒要离世之前得圣灵。
And in my life of ministry, I've seen a couple of examples where a member received the Holy Spirit just as they were dying.
在纽约教会本来有一个姓梁的太太。
And in the New York church, there was once a sister Liang.
因为她肺癌，已经扩散到脑部。
And because she had lung cancer and had already spread into her brain.
她本来是一个护士，但是后来都是住在家里。
And before she was a nurse, but she just lived at home then.
因为脑瘤的缘故啊, 她眼睛都看不见了。
And because she had a brain tumor, she couldn't see with her eyes.
已经到了癌症的最末期。
And she was at the terminal stage of cancer.
所以她已经觉得很绝望, 啊, 都不出门。
And so she felt that she was in great despair. She didn't even leave her home.
那我们教会有一个老姐妹啊, 啊, 因为带着小孩子去上课, 啊, 碰到一个朋友。
And so one of our church sisters was taking her kids to some class, and they met up with a friend.
刚好我们要布道会, 所以她在那里发传单。
And since we were about to have our evangelical service, then she was passing out flyers.
那个朋友说啊, 我们隔壁那里有一个人啊, 病相当严重啦, 可能快离世了。
And so her friend said that, well, next door to me, I have this friend who is very, very sick and is about to die.
后来教会的弟兄姊妹就去探望这个太太。
And then the brothers and sisters went to visit this lady.
讲道理给她听。
and told her about the gospel. And then brought her to church. And still she couldn't see.
身体很衰弱.
And she was very frail.
都要带一个氧气筒.
And she has to carry around with her an oxygen tank. And because our service is over an hour long.
结果聚会了半个小时, 那氧气就没有了.
And then after half an hour of service, the oxygen ran out.
结果那个时候, 她一直求, 耶稣啊, 你要让我能够呼吸, 让我能够呼吸.
And so she was there, she was praying to God, God, you have to let me be able to breathe.
主耶稣就让她 聚会一个多小时啊, 都能够呼吸。
And so Jesus allowed her to be able to breathe through the hour service.
结果在布道会的晚上, 得圣灵。
And then on that night of service, she received the Holy Spirit.
在那一次灵恩会当中, 接受洗礼。
And during that spiritual convocation, she was baptized.
啊, 她得圣灵以后啊, 很高兴。
And when she received the Holy Spirit, she was very joyful.
啊, 洗礼以后啊, 就一直打电话给她的一些朋友。
And so after she received baptism, she was calling all her friends.
她说我现在放心了。
And she says, now I am free.
啊, 因为她很喜乐。
Because she was so joyful.
她接着说, 她对得救有绝对的把握。
She felt that she had a great assurance of salvation.
啊, 感谢主, 她在经过了一个星期以后, 安然的主耶稣接她回天家。
And we thank God that after a week, she was very peacefully taken back up to heaven by God.
啊, 另外一个case是在纽泽西教会。
And the second case is in the New Jersey church.
也是一个肝癌末期的病人。
It was also liver patient. And he was in the terminal stage and he couldn't come down from the bed.
我们到医院去探望他的时候啊, 帮他祷告。
And so we went to the hospital to visit him and we're praying for him.
后来他回家, 来参加我们教会的布道会。
And when he got home, he came to our evangelical service.
他也是在布道会的时候得圣灵。
And he also received the Holy Spirit during the evangelical service.
我觉得说, 主耶稣特别恩待啊。 他虽然很虚弱, 啊, 但是有心祷告啊, 主耶稣就赐圣灵给他。
I feel that God is very merciful. Even though she was very weak, she had the Spirit to pray, and so God gave her the Holy Spirit.
灵恩会完了以后啊, 她可以起来走路, 啊, 到她的花园啊, 到处走。
After spiritual convocation, she was able to get up and walk and walk around in her garden.
本来都没有办法下床的,
and at first she wasn't even able to, she wasn't even able to come off her bed.
结果有一个礼拜的时间啊, 她的那个元气非常好。
And so after a week, she was feeling very well.
啊, 经过了一个礼拜以后啊, 主耶稣接她回去。
And after that week, God called her back.
啊, 她突然间啊, 觉得不舒服, 啊, 家人就把她送到医院。
And all of a sudden, he wasn't feeling very well. And then so the family members
took
him to the hospital.
看到她气喘得很辛苦。
And so we went to the hospital, we saw that it was very hard for him to breathe.
啊, 我们去的时候, 她还跟我们打招呼。
And when we got there, he was waving to us.
啊, 我们帮跟他一起祷告。
And so we prayed with him.
啊, 看到他圣灵很充满。
We saw that he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
啊, 但是后来医生说, 啊, 因为他气喘得很厉害, 啊, 所以跟他打麻醉剂, 啊, 换一个管子, 从他嘴巴放进去。
And so because he was having a hard time breathing, that they had to stick a tube down his mouth.
结果从那个时候以后就没有醒过来。
And then from then on, he didn't wake up.
啊, 后来就这样就离世了。
And then he passed away.
啊, 所以有时候我们觉得说人的生命很脆弱。
And so sometimes we see that life is very fragile.
啊, 有的人啊, 不管说在地面上活多久啊,
so regardless of how long we live in this world,
啊, 但是总有一天总要离开。
There's one day we will all leave.
啊, 但是我们看到说有一些例子啊, 要离世之前, 主耶稣把圣灵给他。
But we can see some examples. Right before they die, God gives them the Holy Spirit.
那我们知道说这个圣灵啊, 跟得救有直接关系。
And we know that the Holy Spirit has a direct relationship with our salvation.
因为这个跟将来的复活得永生啊, 有直接关系的。
And because it has a direct relationship with our eventual resurrection.
让耶稣从死里复活的灵, 住在我们里面, 我们必属的身体也要重新活过来。
And so if we allow the Spirit of God who raised Jesus Christ from the dead to dwell in us, then we will also be raised from the dead.
我们看12节。
Verse 12.
罗马书八章十二节。弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的，再去顺从肉体活着。十三节。13。你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵住属肉体的恶行，必要活着。我们知道欠债的人呐，就是成为债主的仆人。
And we know that anyone who is a debtor is a slave to the master.
所以你欠罪的债啊, 你有了罪啊, 就做罪的奴仆。
And so if we are a debtor to sin, then we have become slaves of sin.
主耶稣把我们偿还了一切罪债, 把我们从罪当中, 死亡当中把我们救出来。
But God has erased all of our debts and he has saved us away from the bondage of sin.
所以我们现在已经不再欠罪的债了，不欠肉体的债了。
And so now we are no longer debtors to flesh or sin.
所以我们现在是一个自由人了。
And now we are a free man.
所以你不要去随从肉体呀。 而去做他的奴仆了。
We should not live according to the flesh and become his slave once again.
因为反而我们现在要顺服主，因为主替我们还了一切罪债。
But now instead we must live according to God because he has paid all our debts.
所以我们就要不要顺从肉体去活啊，要顺从主来活。
And so we should not live according to the flesh, but we must live according to God.
靠着圣灵来驻守肉体上的情欲，来得到生命。
And through the Holy Spirit, we can put to death the deeds of the body that we may live.
那这个圣灵又要引导我们成为神的儿子。
And this Holy Spirit will cause us to become sons of God.
所以15节说，我们所受的是不是奴仆的灵，而是儿子的灵。
And so verse 15 tells us that we have not received the spirit of bondage, but the spirit of adoption.
这个奴仆是没有地位的。
One who is a slave is one without any status.
奴仆只有服从啊，主人叫他做什么就做什么。
The slave can only do what the master tells him to do.
奴仆做不好，主人要处罚他的。
And if the servant doesn't do well, then the master will punish him.
所以在这个奴仆啊，奴仆的生活也是不自由的。
And so as a slave, we are not free.
所以在旧约时代啊，因为是在律法之下，受律法的辖制。
And so in the Old Testament, because they lived under the law, they were controlled by the law.
啊，旧约时代的先知啊，他们所得到的是奴仆的灵。
In the Old Testament prophets, the spirit that they received was the spirit of a bondage.
所以神要他们做什么工作，就给他圣灵充满。
And so whatever work God wanted them to use, he would fill
with
the Holy Spirit.
所以他们就很有力量啊，能够完成神托付的工作。
And then they would be filled with the Holy Spirit to be able to accomplish the task that God has given.
但是工作一完成啊，神的灵收回啊，他就软弱，好像一般人。
But then after the work is done, then God will take back his spirit and then he will become weak just like
anybody else. 那是奴仆的灵。
And that is the spirit of bondage.
但是我们现在啊, 因为耶稣的救恩完成了。
But today, because the work of salvation has been completed,
我们受洗成为神的儿子了。
We are baptized, we become sons of God.
好像主耶稣受洗起来, 天上有声音说, 这是我的爱子。
Just like Jesus, after he was baptized, there was a sound from heaven that says, this is my beloved
son. 有圣灵降在他的身上。
And then the Holy Spirit came down and descended upon him.
同样的, 我们现在成为神的儿子, 神的灵就进到我们里面。
In the same way, today we have become children of God, and the Spirit of God will come with us.
所以我们所领受的是儿子的灵。
And so the spirit that we have received is the spirit of adoption.
同样是圣灵啊，但是让我们得到的身份是儿子的身份。
This is the same Holy Spirit, but what it gives us is that we become children of God.
所以圣灵要跟我们的心来一起证明啊，我们真是神的儿女。
And so the Holy Spirit, along with our heart, will prove that we are the children of God.
儿女跟仆人的地位就不一样了。
And the status of a children versus a slave is very different. The son can always stay in the home. And the son can receive the love and the possessions of this house. And because we are children of God, then we can receive all of the spiritual gifts from our heavenly kingdom.
因为我们是儿子的身份呢。
Because we are now children.
他说我们如果跟他一同受苦，将来就要得享荣耀。
And if we suffer with him, then we will receive this glory with him.
所以我们信主的目的啊，就是赦罪称义。
And so the purpose of believing is that we are forgiven of our sins and justified.
成为圣洁，然后要得享永远的荣耀。
And so that we will be clean and then we will receive eternal blessings.
但是要享荣耀之前要先受苦。
Eternal glory, but before our eternal glory, we must suffer.